I don't know if you heard about it, but the Seattle Police Department would like to deploy drones, not to bomb people or necessarily send fire down on upon them, but some drones that would be in the air for 10 minutes. They say they want to use them for surveillance. They say the operator would always be able to see it. Should we be concerned about that?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the problems with civil liberties assaults when you justify them because they're only being directed at other people in other places is they always inevitably spread beyond their original application. And the threat of drones to privacy, even if you assume that drones won't be armed over the United States, and I think eventually they will be, even if you assume it's just surveillance drones, the capability of surveillance drones to stay in the air for much longer than any other type of surveillance instrument, such as a helicopter, even a satellite, to follow and move with the Earth's rotation, they're incredibly cheap, which means you can deploy huge numbers of them. It enables a ubiquitous surveillance state that currently does not exist in terms of technological capability with very little regulation.
But the Seattle Police says these will only be up for 10 minutes. They only have battery life for 10 minutes.
I'm sure that in the first instance, that is the case to make people comfortable, and then it'll be a half an hour, and then it'll be 5 days, and then it'll be permanent. That's how the nature of these powers work. If you believe the Seattle Police can be trusted to have hovering drones surveilling whomever they want, why only have them up for 30 minutes? Why not have them up continuously? And that's clearly the direction into which this is headed.
And the Seattle Police have suggested, you know, you'll be able to get a hold of those pictures and those videotapes. You'll be able to see what we're doing to know that we're not misusing this.
And then the question becomes, looking at the history of federal, state, and local police in the United States, do you believe that this power won't be abused? And I think any person who studies and is familiar with the recent history of the militarization of the police force in the United States would be very wary of empowering local police forces to engage in that level of surveillance.